Dear children, welcome to the first module of Chapter 10, Reaching the Age of Adolescence. In the previous chapter, you have learned about how animals reproduce. It is only after growing up to a certain age that human beings and many other animals can reproduce. The question is here, why can humans reproduce only after a certain age? In this chapter, you will learn about the changes that take place in human body after which a person becomes capable of reproduction. Our subtopic is adolescence and puberty. Adolescence, the word derived from Latin word adolescere, meaning to grow up, is a transitional stage of physical and psychological development that generally occurs during the period from puberty to legal adulthood, that is age of maturity. Growth begins from the day one is born, but upon crossing the age of 10 or 11, there is a sudden spurt in growth which becomes noticeable. The changes taking place in the body are part of growing up. They indicate that you are no longer a child, but you are on the way of becoming adult. Growing up is a natural process, the period of life when the body undergoes changes leading to reproductive maturity is called adolescence. Adolescence begins around the age of 11 and lasts up to 18 or 19 years of age. Since the period covers teen, 13 to 18 or 19 years of age, adolescents are also called teenagers. In girls, adolescence may begin a year or two earlier than in boys. Now, puberty. What is puberty? The human body undergoes several changes during adolescence. These changes mark the onset of puberty. The most important changes which marks the onset of puberty is that boys and girls become capable of reproduction. Puberty ends when an adolescent reaches reproductive maturity. So, in this picture, you can see the stages of development clearly. Now, changes at puberty. First change is the increase in height. The most conspicuous change during puberty is the sudden increase in height. At this time, the long bones, that is the bones of arms, radius ulna, humerus, these are the bones of arms, and the legs, that is femur and tibia fibula, these bone elongate and make a person tall. Initially, the girls grow faster than boys, but by about 18 years of age, both reach their maximum height. The rate of growth in height varies in different individuals. Some may grow suddenly at puberty and then slow down, while others may grow gradually. All parts of the body do not grow at the same rate. Sometimes the arm and legs or hands and feet of the adolescents look oversized and out of proportion with the body. But soon the other parts catch up and result in a proportionate body. This is because height depends on the genes inherited from parents. It is, however, very important to eat the right kind of food during these growing years. This helps the bones, muscles, and other parts of the body get adequate nourishment for growth. Now, for height, calculation for full height in centimeter, you can see the formula is given here. present height in centimeter divided by percentage of full height at this age into 100. You can see the table is given about this, that is age in years, percentage of full height. Now change in body shape. In boys, at the age of puberty, shoulders generally broaden as a result of growth. In boys, the muscles of the body grow more prominently than in girls. In girls, the region below the waist becomes wider. Thus, changes occurring in adolescent boys and girls are different. So, children, this is the end of module 1, reaching the age of adolescence. Thank you.